Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me today for the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. And I'd like to begin by sharing a passage of Scripture found in Isaiah, the 54th chapter, verse 17. And the word of the Lord declares there, "No weapon that is fashioned against you shall prosper, and you shall confute every tongue that rises against you in judgment. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication from me, says the Lord." Praise God. Well, I'd like to share with you, starting today and as the next several days, as the Lord enables, to minister on a message entitled, "Partakers of the Divine Nature." But before I get into that, I'd like to just pause for a moment and pray for those of you who are listening. I just sense in the Spirit some of you really need the touch of the Lord in your bodies, in your mind. And let's just look to the Lord right now for His help and His grace and sustenance. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank You for Your goodness. Lord, I thank You that You have given to us exceeding great and precious promises. Lord, and because of those promises, Lord, we have everything that we need that pertains to life and godliness. And so, Lord, right now I'm asking You to minister and touch every listener, Lord, whose heart is reaching out to You. Lord, touch in the very center of their being. Refresh their spirit. Father, give them strength in their soul. And Lord, those areas that need healing, You are our good shepherd who restores our soul. Lord, I ask You to do that for the glory of the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just ask for Your blessings as we hear the word of the Lord together and share Your goodness. Lord, that You would open up our hearts. Lord, I would just release the spirit of revelation that the Holy Spirit will make real and applicable to every person that which You have for them through the word of the Lord in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank You for it. For the word of the Lord would come to you, my beloved. I would say to you, there's nothing to fear. There's no reason to be in doubt or anxious. There's no reason to be discouraged, for I am with you. I am the one who sets up and the one who puts down. Nothing is impossible to me. So let your confidence in me rise and consume you, for is not this truly your strength? Yea, when I say be strong, it is to be strong in my provision. It is to believe without doubt. It is to trust and to be confident in me, even when things look totally impossible and all around you, everything seems to be against you. I'm sending you across the river through all the opposition, and I will bring you safely through to the other side, to that land of promise. And even though there be enemies, I shall deliver them into your hand. So rejoice and take heart, for I am with you. There's no need to fear, because I'm close to you as your very breath. I love you, and I want to give you the desires of your heart in every area of your life, says the Lord. Praise God. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, let's go into the word of the Lord, and I'd like to share a scripture in 2 Peter, and in that very first chapter, he greets the saints, and he says, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue, He's just saying, he's greeting them, may grace and peace be multiplied to you, and that the Lord has given us everything that pertains to our spiritual walk as well as our natural life. And he goes on to say in verse 4, and this is what I want us to concentrate on, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Thank you for your word, Lord. So what is he saying? He's saying we've escaped the corruption that is in the world because of the lusts that are there, and we have been made partakers of the divine nature. And note the wording, by these, by the great, exceeding great, and precious promises, we are enabled to be partakers of the divine nature. That is the very nature of the Lord Jesus Christ. And those are powerful words. That's an extremely important promise that God has given to us. And let's now look. I want to be focusing on the period of time in the life of Jacob. And as you recall from your reading of the Bible, I trust, that Jacob's name, that was his original name, and the Lord changed that name, his name, to Israel, which of course is, you know, a word that has endured down through the centuries, referring to basically the bloodline of that began with Abraham. And let's go now to Genesis, the 28th chapter. And at this point in time, as you recall, Jacob was not in a good place. Basically, Esau had determined to kill his own brother, Jacob, because Jacob, by subtlety, had stolen his birthright, stolen his inheritance. And so his mother, Jacob's mother, said, go to the family, her brother Laban. And so he was on his way to do that. He went out from Beersheba. He was going toward Haran. And because it was evening, he spent a night there in a certain place. Of course, that was called Bethel. And let me read it starting at verse 12. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up upon the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it unto thy seed, and thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south, and in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awakened out of his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. God makes some very specific promises to Jacob while he is at Bethel. And this is a pivotal time in his life. He's fleeing from his brother for his life, and he's heading to a new, he's leaving his home, leaving everything familiar behind, and going into a new country, new experiences among people he did not know. And he was really needing the help of God. Now, let's move on a little bit in Jacob's life. I trust you're familiar with his story, that as we go now to look at Genesis, the 32nd chapter, at this point, the Lord has spoken to Jacob and tells him to return to the land of his fathers. And in this 32nd chapter, there's that very amazing and wonderful incident of Jacob wrestling with the angel of the Lord. And we see that 20 years had elapsed with since that encounter that he'd had with the Lord at Bethel that I shared with you. And God had been faithful to his promise, as Jacob could testify in verse 10 of that chapter, he says, as he's praying to the Lord, he says, I'm not worthy of the least of all of thy mercies and of all the truth which thou hast shewed unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan. In other words, all he had was a staff and the clothes on his back. And now I am become two bands. He was very prosperous. He had family. He had children, and he had great possessions, many flocks. And so God had indeed blessed him. God had promised to preserve Jacob, to be with him, to bring him again to this place at the Jordan, as well as to bless his seed, making them as numerous as the dust of the earth. Now let's read verses 1 and 2, because this is what we want to focus on. What happened during this period of time that was another very serious crisis in his life? He needed a miracle from God, and what transpired caused him to be forever changed. In fact, as you know, I trust in the Bible, names are very important. They describe a person. And so what we see is a divine encounter that utterly transforms Jacob's life. Let me read now verse 1 and 2 of chapter 32. And Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, "This is God's host." And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother, unto the land of Seir, the country of Edom. What we see here is Jacob, as he enters that place, as he gets close to Esau, he meets the angels of the Lord. And that word, Mahaneya, is camp or encampment, meaning army, host, or troop. And it's derived from the Hebrew word kena, which means to decline, to bend down, to encamp, to lay siege against. And so this Hebrew noun is a temporary and protective enclosure for a tribe or army. It may have been circular in shape. So that word Mahanaim is a word used here. It's the dual of Mechanea, which means double camp. In the New English Bible, it's translated two companies. So there was like one on either side, or in the front, or in the back. Well, I see my time has just flown away, and we're going to continue this on tomorrow's broadcast, and I invite you to join me at that time. I want to thank you so much for listening. In a moment, the announcer will give you our contact information. If you have prayer needs, just take that a moment and write down that contact information, and I will pray for you personally and send back whatever the Lord gives. God bless you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.